The house is rapidly filling with sick people. School has started up again, and Chuan has been fighting a sore throat for the last 2 days. She didn't look very good this morning, but she insisted on going, presumably to make sure that every kid in the class gets it. And I got a call from the school nurse today. James came into the office with his hands clamped over his ears tightly, saying that his ears really hurt. And they checked him, and he didn't have a fever. I asked him if they had been able to get the hands off of his ears, or if they were still stuck, but that just seemed to confuse them. Oh, well, they never get my jokes at the nurse's office. I just don't understand that. Any case, the sickness is not working in our favor for our plans, and I can't say there were great plans for the weekend, but we had plans for the weekend. Tomorrow, the 25th of August, would have been my father's 81st birthday. Now, he died in January of this year, and he had no religious or spiritual beliefs or superstitions regarding death, afterlife, anything like that. So his instructions were very clear. Cremated without ceremony, and then he left me his GPS and some coordinates, along with a picture of him waving goodbye that he had prepared some years ago. It had the GPS coordinates of where he wanted his ashes scattered. Thoughtful planning, eh? In any case, it'd be a couple hundred, maybe 300 miles round trip. I'm not sure. It's on the north rim of the Mogollon Rim, and it's a nice pine place. It's looking out over the canyon, and I don't recall that I've ever been there, but I've got the picture of him waving. It looks quite pretty, and that's where he wants his ashes scattered. And so we were planning on doing that, but things prevented me from doing it right after he died. And then during the summer, there have been fires up there and road closures and excessive heat waves and just not really interested in going. So we had planned on taking it on his birthday, figuring that the temperature would be down. It fell on a Saturday this year. All good. But with everybody sick, and then last week we had to make a impromptu emergency drive to California and back. That was 700 miles out of my personal allotment that I can withstand sitting in a car. So I'm not really up to making the drive. And with everybody sick, it just seems like my dad's going to have to stay in the closet for a while. This appalls my in-laws, who think that it's just absolutely outrageous that we'd keep him in the closet, but, you know, he doesn't care, and if somebody breaks in and rifles through our closet, perhaps they'll get an unpleasant surprise, if they're superstitious. In any case, I'm not sure how I feel about postponing it, really. I don't know. It's funny. I don't have any superstitions that way either, but it just kind of felt right taking it up there on his birthday. Something about, I don't know, celebrating his life. But it's not to be. Perhaps next year. He's not taking up much room in the closet.